我们立位记已经讲过燔祭、素祭、平安祭啊。
And in the book of Leviticus, we have talked about the burnt offering, grain offering, and the fellowship offering.
那今天要讲赎罪祭。
And today we're going to talk about the sin offering.
那赎罪祭啊，他们就记载在立位记第四章里面啊。
And the sin offering is recorded in Leviticus chapter 4.
如果我们讲快一点，就赎罪祭赎愆祭也把它讲完了。
And if we go through it really fast, we can go through the guilt offering as well.
不晓得我们有没有预先把这个经文都读过。
I don't know if you have read through these two chapters beforehand.
最好我们能够都预先读过。
And I hope you have already read them.
那这样我们讲解起来大家就更容易了解啊。
So when you study, you will have a more thorough understanding.
所以我们就看课本就好了啊。
Now we only look at the text.
在这个赎罪祭里面呀，首先我们所提到的就是这个献祭的人以及献祭的这个物啊。
And the sin offering, it talks about the person offering the sacrifice and the sacrificial articles.
这个赎罪祭啊是有分的啊。
And there's a classification for the sin offering.
如果是祭司犯了错，要献赎罪祭。
If the priest is to offer a sin offering,
他必须要献一只没有残疾的公牛犊。
He must offer a young bull without blemish.
如果是全会众犯了错
，and if the whole congregation sins against God，
一样要献一只没有残疾的公牛犊。
Similarly, they have to offer a young bull without blemish。
如果是官长犯错
，and if a ruler has committed a mistake，
他献的是一只没有残疾的公山羊。
He must offer a male goat without blemish.
那个人犯错呢，就献一只没有残疾的母山羊。
And if the common people have sinned, they have to offer a female goat without blemish.
这个赎罪祭里面没有鸟。
And in the sin offering, there is no mentioning of birds offering.
这个鸟太小了，不够赎你的罪。
Because the birds are too small for a sin offering.
如果属千计啊，这个小过失还可以有鸟啊。
And if it's for the guilt offering, which are small sins, then you can use the birds.
这个属罪祭啊，是指着犯的是比较重大的罪。
Sin offerings refer to sins that are much greater.
所以必须要公牛犊、公山羊。
So you must use a young bull or young goat, or female goat.
并且也没有绵羊
，and you cannot use sheep，
因为绵羊太顺服了，太柔顺了
，because sheep is too gentle。
所以用公牛犊还有公山羊，山羊啊也是代表这个罪的哈。
So you must use a young bull or a goat, male goat。
并且这个职位越高的，他献的这个祭物。也更大的更重的啊。
And if your status is higher, you should make a bigger offering.
所以这里就有分别了。祭司换作要献公牛犊。
That's why all these are classified. The priest should offer a young bull.
会众等于整体的这个百姓。这个也要献公牛犊。
And the whole congregation should offer a young bull as well.
可见祭司呢，他所献的要跟全会众所献的这个祭物一样哦。
That means the offering made by a priest should be the same of those made by the whole congregation.
因为祭司是整个百姓的这个信仰的领导者。
Because the priest is the leader of all the faith of this people.
他犯了错了。
And if he has committed a sin,
他就要受更重的责罚。
He should be punished even more.
他等于一个公众人物一样。
He He's like a public person.
哎，比如说国家也是一样，一个平民小老百姓啊，他犯错啊，这只是他个人一个人的问题。
It's the same for a nation. If a common person he commits a mistake, then that's not a big deal.
一个国家元首或是一个公众人物，他犯错就不是单单他个人问题了。
But if you're a leader of a nation and if you commit a mistake, then that would be a big problem.
他是代表着全体的。
Because he represents the whole group of people.
因为他一个人的错会影响到全会众。
And the mistake that he has committed will influence the whole congregation.
所以如果全会众犯错呢，就要由这个会众当中的长老来替代全会众来献祭。
So if the whole congregation has committed sin, then the elder should offer for all this congregation.
希望我们把这些里面的经文我们自己要读过哈。
Please read through all these Bible verses.
因为时间的关系啊，这个经文呢、啊，我就不再一一提出来读了啊。
Because of time constraint, I would not read all these verses.
那我把这些讲完，然后再来讲一些对我们呢一些属灵的教训啊。
When I finish all this, I will talk about the spiritual teachings from all this.
先让我们知道，位分越高的，他所犯的罪越重。
We must understand that if you have a higher status and you commit a greater sin,
他所受的刑罚也越重。
Then the punishment that you will receive will be greater.
他所奉献的祭物啊，也要越贵重。
And that's why you have to offer a greater offering.
所以这个赎罪祭里面不用绵羊，不用鸟。
So in the sin offering, we do not use sheep or birds.
也就是说鸟啊，不够赎你的罪了，分量太小了。
That means the bird is too small to cover for your sins.
绵羊是代表着顺服柔顺的那个犯罪的人就像山羊一样的
And the sheep,
不用绵羊。
The sheep symbolizes people who are submissive, so we should use a goat, which symbolizes a sinner.
那献赎罪祭的目的当然就是要赎那些误犯罪的人。
And the sin offering, the purpose is to atone for sins committed unintentionally.
不是你故意犯罪哦。
That means you did not commit this on intention.
圣经告诉我们，如果故意犯罪，赎罪祭就没有了。
If you committed the sin intentionally, then the sin offering is of no use.
没有信主以前，当然人所犯的都是误犯，并不是他自己犯的，他也不晓得这是罪。
Before you believe in Jesus, you might not that you have committed a sin, because you do not understand the truth.
那信主之后所犯的
But after you believe in Jesus and you commit a sin,
如果是故意犯罪
if you did it intentionally,
那赎罪祭也没有了
then the sin offering will be of no use.
这个我们看希伯来书哈。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
看第六，先看第十章好了。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章的二十六节。
Hebrews 10 verse 26.
希伯来书第十章二十六节。
Hebrews 10 verse 26.
因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的祭就再没有了。我们如果这个知道了真道以后，还故意去犯罪。
If we know the truth and we still commit the sin deliberately,
没有赎罪祭可以为你赎罪的。
Then no other sin offering is left for you.
我们再看第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews 6.
从第一节看起好了。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
这里提到我们信主之后呢，我们应该要在道理上不断地来追求长进，要能够离开 道理的开端啊，不要一直信了主，信仰不长进，永远都是独有之言的，升不了班。
If we have believed in Jesus, we should leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. Otherwise, we will always be like the kids in the kindergarten.
读了几年还在读 ABC 啊。
And after a few years, you're still studying ABC.
这个不行啊。
And that is not good for you.
信了主之后，要在这个基督的这个真理上面要不断来追求长进。
After you believe in Jesus, you should pursue after maturity in Christ.
要在道理上啊扎根。
And you should have strong roots on truth.
我们才能够明辨是非。
Then you can distinguish between right and wrong.
才能够明白神的旨意。
Then you can understand the will of God.
你有丰富的灵粮，才能够属灵的生命刚强起来。
Only then you can become strong spiritually and have abundant spiritual food.
所以我们信主之后啊，要不断的接力啊，来追求达到完全的地步。
So when we believe in Jesus, we should try our best to pursue to be perfect.
这是我们信仰上追求的目标。
And that is a goal in our faith.
所以不必啊，再从开始从心啊来开始。这个立这个信仰的根基。
So we should not only build our foundation for the belief.
就比如说那些懊悔死刑啦、信靠神啦、过样洗礼、按手之礼啊、死人复活啊，以及永远审判呐、这些教训，这些啊都是基本信仰而已。信的时候就应该要明白了。
And the foundation refers to all those repentance instruction about baptisms, laying of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. These are all the basic things that you should already understand.
真的很可惜，有些人信主很久，你问他为什么信耶稣？
Some people believe in Jesus for a long time, and when you ask them, why do you believe in Jesus?
他还讲不清楚啊。
And they cannot answer, give you a clear answer.
是现在台湾呐。比如说台北教会都有慕道班。
So now in Taipei Church we have this True Seekers class.
每个安息日聚会完，这些慕道朋友就留下来参加慕道班。
And every time after Sabbath service they will have this True Seekers class.
最总会现在出版的六本那个基本信仰。
And so the GA have published the 6 books for Bible doctrine.
从认识真神
，from knowing true God，
认识耶稣
，knowing Jesus，
认识教会
，knowing the church，
认识救恩
，knowing salvation，
认识人生
，knowing life，
认识救还有一个什么？认识圣经
，knowing the Bible。
有六本，每一本呢有四课。
There are 6 books and 4 lessons in each book。
所以每个礼拜上一课，半年把这个基本信仰通通学习过了。
So every week you have one class, and after 6 months you will have an understanding of the basic doctrines.
最起码要有半年的慕道。
And at least you should have 6 months of studying.
都了解了这些基本信仰。
And a thorough understanding of these basic doctrines.
并且他都能够领受了，有信心了，才接受信息。
And that he has a faith to accept all this, then he can be baptized.
就不会信了主受洗之后，什么道理都不懂。
So that after believing Jesus, he would not have a problem of not understanding the truth.
不但不能成为教会的生产力，还成为教会的包袱啊。
Not only he cannot help out the church, but he will become a burden of the church.
哎呀，你怎么这么久没有来聚会啊？
How come you did not come to church for such a long time?
我不去了，我看到人的软弱，什么人讲话，伤害了我的心了，我不去了。
I don't want to go because those people say things that hurt my feelings, so I don't want to go anymore.
你怎么不来聚会呢？
Why don't you like to come to church?
我去教会有什么用？信耶稣有什么用？我信了耶稣，我还是生病，还是遭遇苦难。
What do you
信不信还不是一样？
What's the use of going to church every time I go to church, but I still get sick? So what's the difference between believing and non-believing?
哇，这个很累呢。
This is tiring.
信了主不能 能成为教会的一份侍奉能力，还成为侍奉这个服侍工人的一个担子。
我爱
他们就去访问他啊，安慰他，鼓励他，哎呀你要来教会啦，你要祷告啦，哎呀人的事情啊，小事啦，哇，哎呀不如不说了。
After you believe in Jesus, you cannot become a strength for the church, but you become a burden, and every time the preacher has to go and visit you and encourage you, it's quite troublesome.
啊，好像养不大的孩子。
And you are like a child that cannot be raised.
你说信了几十年还是像小孩，信仰上的侏儒啊。
And after you believe in Jesus for such a long time, and still you still are like a midget.
啊，所以信了主啊，要追求长进啊。
So when you believe in Jesus, you should pursue for improvement.
哎，要离开基督道理的开端啊。
And you should leave all these elementary teachings.
啊，所以第四节怎么说
？So what does it say in verse 4?
神若许我们，我们必须如此行。论到那些已经蒙了光照、尝过天恩的智慧，又与圣灵有份，并且尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。啊，因为他们把神的儿子就是耶稣基督再一次的把他重钉十字架一样啊，明明啊羞辱了主耶稣了。哦，所以啊第七节就说啊，这个就好像啊一块田地吃过了屡次下来的雨水啊，却长出啊啊应该要长出啊菜蔬来合乎耕种的人用才对啊，就从神得福，但是呢却长出荆棘和蒺藜来，就必废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
Until verse 8。
所以一个人什么叫做知道了真道又故意犯罪呢？
What does it mean that you know the truth and you still commit the sin intentionally?
就是指着那些已经蒙了光照。
And those refers to people who have been enlightened.
就是啊，明白真理的。
Who already know the truth.
啊，尝过天恩的滋味，领受神丰盛的恩典的。
Who have tested the heavenly gift and shared the Holy Spirit.
并且啊，与圣灵有份了。
And they have a part in the Holy Spirit.
领受圣灵了。
And they have received the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的恩赐，圣灵的恩惠了。
And they have all these gifts and goodness of the Holy Spirit.
并尝过神善道的滋味了。
And they have tasted the goodness of the Word of God.
已经觉悟了，来世全能了。
And they know the powers of the coming age.
知道人活着不是单单世上几十年，将来还有审判呢。
They know that this is not an everlasting life, but they will have a judgment.
好，如果他再离弃真道，
and when they leave the truth again,
就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
Then they cannot be brought back to repentance.
这就是啊，知道真道又故意犯罪的人。
Because those people are those who know the truth and still commit the sin intentionally.
所以这个赎罪祭啊是有荤、职份啊，还有全会众或是个人。
So the sin offering is classified into higher status and the whole congregation or private person.
啊，对众人影响力越大的，他犯了错，就受的刑罚就越重。
And so if you have a greater influence to the people, then you will receive a greater punishment if you sin.
是这个赎罪祭啊，是预表耶稣基督为我们流血，要赎我们一切的罪。
And the sin offering prefigures Christ shedding his blood for us to atone for all our sins.
啊，是主耶稣啊，就是我们的罪了，脱离罪啊。
And Christ has saved us from all our sins.
啊，如果信徒误犯了罪，就要切实悔改，求主赦免。
And if believers commit sins unintentionally, they should utterly repent and ask the Lord for forgiveness.
啊，所以这个赎罪祭啊，所强调的是误犯了什么罪。
So sin offering emphasizes on committing sins unintentionally.
啊，这个我们把它读一下好了。
I think we should read this.、哎、
这个赎罪祭哈，第四章第二节。
Leviticus chapter 4 verse 2.、
哎、你要晓谕以色列人说啊，若有人在耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事上误犯了一件啊。或是受膏的祭司犯罪，使百姓陷在罪里，就当为他所犯的罪，把没有残疾的公牛犊献给耶和华为赎罪祭。哦，这里就是啊，
Verse three.
这个在神所吩咐不可行的事上误犯了一件。
And that means when you have sinned unintentionally, and that's what is forbidden in any of Lord's commandment.
哎，就是不要以为啊，犯了一件不要紧。
You do not think that you only have committed one sin, so that's okay.
哎，雅各说你犯了一条，就是犯了众条了。
But James said that if you have offended one of the laws, then you have offended all the laws.
我没有拜偶像。
You may say, I do not worship idols.
你却杀人。
But then you commit suicide, I mean you murder. And then you commit adultery.
你却不守安息日。
You do not keep Sabbath.
你却不孝敬父母。
You do not honor your parents.
只要你犯一条就犯了众条啊。
If you have offended one of the laws, you have offended all the laws.
啊，所以我们不要因为啊，我只犯过一次而已啊，不要紧啊。
Do not think that it's okay for you to offend one of the laws.
一件也必须要除掉
了。If a commandment is offended,、哦、我们
这个雅各书啊，啊
，Let's read James.
雅各是第二章。
James chapter two.
第九节。
James chapter two verse nine.
啊，雅各书第二章第九节。
James two verse nine.
你们若守这至尊的，守全这至尊的律法，才是好的。但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫，却杀人，仍然呐、啊、是成了犯。律法的啊，你们既然要按照使人自由的律法来受审判，那就该站在按照这律法说话行事，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜。哦，所以这里告诉我们呢、啊，你只要犯一条就犯了众条。
So here it tells us that whoever stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
啊，是这个赎罪祭啊，乃是为了那误犯罪的。
So sin offering is for those who have committed unintentionally.
这所说的误犯罪就是我不是故意要去犯罪。
And what I mean by unintentionally, that is, you did not do it on purpose.
但是你真的不明白道理吗？
But do you really do not understand the truth?
是知道。
Yes, you do know.
哎，知道你又犯。
But then, why do you commit the sin?
哎，这个是有分的。我存着不信的心，我也偏偏要做，那就是、啊、故意要犯罪。
There's a difference if you know it's wrong and you still want to do it.
我虽然知道，但是我软弱一时赢不过去。
Or if you know it's wrong, but you're just weak, that's why you do it.
那就跟故意犯罪就有分别了。
So there's a difference between those two.
看加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第六章第一节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
第六章第一节
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1
弟兄们若有人偶然被过患所胜你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来又当自己小心恐怕也被引诱啊，你们个人的重担要互相担当如此就完全了基督的律法啊。这里提到是有人偶然被过患所胜。
And here says that someone is caught in a sin.
什么叫做致死的罪
？And what does it mean to be a sin that's deadly？
啊，我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
十二节。
Hebrews 3 verse 12.
希伯来书第三章十二节。
Hebrews 3 verse 12.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了，什么是致死的罪
？What is a deadly sin？
就是存着不信的心离弃神。
That is that you have an unbelieving heart and you turn away from God。
我不信了。
I do not believe。
那虽然他尝过蒙了光照，尝过主恩的滋味，蒙恩的滋味。
Though he has been enlightened and has tasted the goodness of heaven.
又与圣灵有份了。
And he has a part in the Holy Spirit.
啊，又明白神的善道觉悟来世的事情。
And he knows the goodness of God and he can understand the power coming for the future.
啊，他却被罪迷惑。
But then he has been deceived.
心里刚硬。
And his heart has been hardened.
就是不肯悔改了。
That he do not want to repent.
我不信了。
He does not want to believe.
存着不信的心离弃神。
He has an unbelieving heart and turns away from God.
啊，那就是故意犯罪。
That means he has committed a sin intentionally.
哎，赎罪祭再也没有了。
Then no sin offering is left for him.
哦。所以这个赎罪祭啊，是信了主的人，是为了要那些误犯的人。
So the sin offering is for those who have committed sins unintentionally.
再看回来啊，这个第四章的十三节啊。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 4 verse 13.
利未记四章的十三节。
Verse 13 and 14.
以色列全会众若行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，是隐而未现的，会众看不出来的，会众一知道所犯的罪，就要献一只公牛犊为赎罪祭，牵到会幕门前，会幕前啊，这里讲到误犯了隐而未现的罪。
Here it says that you have committed a sin that you are unaware of it.
就是犯了，大家还没有发现啊，不知道。
That is, you have committed the sin and the community is unaware of the matter.
但是当他们一知道的时候，就要赶快献上赎罪祭。
But when they become aware of the sin, then the assembly must bring an offering.
所以大卫啊，常常 为了他的罪在神面前认罪悔改。
That's why David is always repenting and giving offerings for his sins.
啊，大卫的祷告啊，啊，这个认罪悔改的祷告，甚至啊，求神赦免他隐而未现的罪。
David's prayer is always full of repentance and even pray to God to forgive the sins that he's unaware of.
我们看这个诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 19.
十二节。
Psalms 19 verse 12.
啊，十九篇十二节。
Psalms 19:12.
谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。真的有时候啊，我们犯了错，我们还不晓得。
Sometimes we have already sinned and we're still unaware of it.
所以大卫啊，在神面前呢、啊，就一直现的罪，他都要求神赦免。
So even he wanted God to forgive even his hidden faults.
真的啊，当事者迷，旁观者清。
You might not be aware of your sins, but others might.
谁能知道自己的错失呢？
Who can discern his own errors?
其实我们的错啊，好像眼中的凉物，我们看不清楚啊。
And our sins are like a stick in our eyes, and we cannot see it.
别人的错好像眼中的刺，一点点我们却看得很清楚。
And other people might have small sins, but we always criticize them.
所以这个大卫啊，对自己的过犯都非常谨慎的。
So David is very watchful for his own sins.
他真是一个、啊、合乎神心意的人。
And he's a person that is pleasing to God.
啊，他有那追求完全的心志。
And he's a determination to pursue after perfection.
啊，我们不但呢、啊、要为误犯的罪来献上赎罪祭。
And we not only have to offer sin offerings for our sins.
就是单单一件我们应该啊把它除掉。
And even though we have committed only one sin, we still have to get rid of it.
我们看这个以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章三十一节。
Ephesians 4 chapter, Ephesians 4 verse 31.
啊，这里提到一切的苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。啊，要把一切的啊这个罪，就是连一件。也要把它除掉，一切的通常把它除掉。
So you should get rid of all the sins like bitterness, rage, and anger, everything from you.
所以二十七节这边呢、啊，告诉我们不可给魔鬼留地步啊。
So in verse
二十七节
in verse 27, it says that we should not.
不要认为啊，只有一件嘛。
We should not give the devil a foothold. You do not think that you only have committed one mistake, so that's okay.
不要认为一件就不要紧。
You should not think so.
我以后不要再犯就好了。
You should not say that next time I won't do it.
就是犯过一次，也要为那一次献上你的赎罪祭。
Even if you have only committed one sin, you still have to make a sin offering.
你才不会给魔鬼留地步、啊。
Then you will not leave a foothold for the devil.
啊，所以今天我们怎么献上赎罪祭呢
？So today, how do we make a sin offering?
除了受洗、接受耶稣基督宝血的啊赦罪之外
，apart from being cleansed by the baptism,
啊，耶稣为我们流血，他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
Jesus Christ shed blood and cleansed away all our sins.
啊，信主之后献的赎罪祭就是在神面前认罪悔改。
And after you believe in Jesus, the sin offering that you offer is to repent before God.
要确实的悔改。
And to repent thoroughly.
求主赦免。
To ask for God's forgiveness.
啊，看 这个约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第二章。
First John chapter 2.
第一节，第二节。
First John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
我的小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不单单为我们的罪，也为普天下人的罪啊。我们在耶稣那，在天父那里有一位中保啊，就是耶稣基督。
And in the Father, we have Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
主耶稣世上救赎的工作完成之后呢，他就升天，在神的右边了。
After Jesus has completed his work on the earth, he ascended into heaven and is with the Father.
继续他救赎的工作。
And continue his work of salvation.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
十四节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14.
希伯来书四章十四节。
Hebrews 10 verse 14.
这里提到，我们既然有一位已经升日高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾经凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，我们却常常犯罪。十六节。
16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得着怜恤蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。所以啊，虽然我们有肉体的软弱，我们还是常常会有过失在神面前。
Although we are very weak and we have many mistakes before the Lord.
但是我们也不必啊，为了我们的过犯而就灰心丧志了。
But we should not be discouraged because of all our sins.
我犯罪了，主耶稣不要我了。
You should not think that you have committed sin and Jesus does not want you anymore.
反正我不能得救了。
And you might think I cannot be saved.
做尽恶事。
So since I cannot be saved, I can just do all evil things.
将来还要接受更重的审判啊。
But then you will face a greater judgment.
这里圣经告诉我们，我们的大祭司耶稣基督啊，并不是不会体恤我们软弱的。
Here it tells us the high priest, Jesus Christ, he do understand our weaknesses.
他也曾经成为人到世上。
Because he has been like a human being and live on this earth.
他也曾经经历过肉体的软弱。
And he have gone through all this weakness of human beings.
所以在克西马尼园的时候，他的心里也忧伤的几乎要死。
So in the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried until he was going to die.
但是呢，他没有犯罪。
But he did not commit any sin.
我们常常言不过罪的诱惑。
We always cannot overcome the temptation of sins.
是当我们有了过犯的时候。
So when we do sin,
我们还是要持定我们所承认的道。
We should grip hold of the truth that we believe.
就是神的救恩。
That's the salvation of God.
因为我们有一位已经升入高天的尊荣的大祭司，大祭司就是为百姓赎罪的嘛，
Because we have this high priest that has ascended into heaven, who will offer sacrifices for our sins.
是当我们有过犯的时候，我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前。
So when we have sins, we just come before Him with an open heart.
为要得到神的怜恤。
And so that we can gain His mercy.
蒙神的恩惠。
And receive His grace.
让我们在今生生活上常常得到帮助。
So that in our daily lives we can receive help from Him.
再看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
从第八节看。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节
Verse 8
神就是光在他第八节啊我们若说自己无罪那便是自欺了真理就不在我们心里了我们若认
Verse 9
自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义没有一个人敢在神面前说我没有罪。
Nobody would dare to claim before God that he is sinless.
如果有一个人敢说他在神面前没有罪，那他就是自欺啊，自己骗自己。
If somebody claims that he is without sin before God, then he has deceived.
真理就不在他里面了。
And the truth is not in him.
你有没有罪，不是自己来界定的。
You do not judge yourself whether you have sinned or not.
你有没有罪是由神来判定的。
But rather, it's up to God to judge you.
人往往自欺。
We always deceive ourselves.
人往往自义自高。
And we are always self-righteous and arrogant.
常常自视清高，因为我比别人好，而别人怎么样不好。
And you're so proud that you think you are better than anyone else.
别人不好。我们自己也好不到哪里去。
Well, people might not be so good, but you are not good either.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果以为自己没有罪，那他是自欺了。
So if you
真理不在他里面，他心中根本就没有道理。
So if you claim yourself to be without sin, then you have deceived yourself, and there's no truth in you.
所以如果我们能够认自己的罪，承认自己的罪。
So if we do acknowledge our own sins,
在神的面前能够确实的悔改
and we do repent before God,
那神是信实公义的，他就借着我们悔改的心，赦免了我们的罪。
God is righteous and faithful, so He will forgive our sins.
所以耶稣基督的宝血不只是在受洗的时候有赦罪的功效啊。
So, Jesus' blood is not only useful during baptism.
这里所说的免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义啊，这个免我们洗我们，这个是一个保险是有继续赦罪功效的，是借着你认罪悔改的时候，那个保险的功效就再次的发生功能，洗去我们一切的罪，赦免我们一切的不义。
So the blood of Jesus is the effect of blood of Jesus is continuous. Every time you sin, you pray for forgiveness, and this blood will cleanse your sins away.
你有了过患，不愿意献上赎罪祭，那你呀，罪永远存留，你得不到赦免。
If you sin against God, you are not willing to make a sin offering, then your sin will not be forgiven forever.
所以我们不要以犯罪当开玩笑。
So you do not think that this is a joke.
不要去戏弄神啊。
And you do not think that you can play around with God.
天天犯罪，天天求主赦免。
You do not think that you can sin every day and then pray every day for repentance.
就好像我像我见证那个台湾那一位啊弟兄啊，他叫李万来的啊。
Just like I testified this afternoon, Brother Lee.
信了主，哎，还继续在吸毒。
He has believed in Jesus, but he is still addicted to drugs.
他还说，传道啊，我吸了毒，我都有去悔改祷告嘞。
And he still tell me that even though I'm a drug addictor, I still pray and repent.
常常吸毒，常常悔改祷告，那就把神开跟神开玩笑嘛。
So every time he take a drug, he will go and pray and repent. He's playing around with God. He's playing around with God.
后来觉得他这样不对啊。
Later on, he found himself guilty.
这样就等于亵渎圣灵吗？
Because he has blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
神应许圣灵是帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit is for to help us.
有了圣灵，还不懂得依靠圣灵的帮助，刚强起来。
You have the Holy Spirit, but you still do not know how to rely on it and be strong.
却仍然一直体贴肉体的软弱，在犯错。
And you still set your minds on fleshly desires and keep on committing sins.
其实那就等于亵渎圣灵。
Then you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
所以后来啊，啊，借着一个灵恩布道会的灵会的期间呢，啊，是。神的道理让他明白过来了。
So during the spiritual convocation, the truth woke him up.
啊，听到当中领悟过来了。
And he understood the truth.
啊，他确实认罪悔改。
And he truly repented and prayed.
求神的灵帮助他。
And asked for the Holy Spirit to help him.
从此之后，真的就把毒品戒掉了。
So from then onward, he was able to quit the drug addiction.
啊，已经经过两年了。
And after 2 years,
再也不敢再犯了。
He never touched the drug again.
啊，是这个耶稣的，我们今天呢，一个基督信徒，所以能够得救啊，不是单单靠着洗礼的时候，耶稣宝血洗净我们的罪的。
Today a believer can be saved not just because he received baptism.
我们刚才讲了，你犯了一条就犯了众条。
Like I have said, if you have offended one law, you have offended all laws.
啊。我什么都没有犯，我只是犯过安息日而已。
You say I do not commit any sin, but I just don't want to keep Sabbath.
啊，你干犯安息日，你安息日不守，啊，那就比其他的这个诫命小吗？可以犯不要紧吗
？Do you think that the commandment of keeping Sabbath is not so serious as the other commandments?
啊，我们应该啊，要不断的。献上我们的赎罪祭。当我们发现我们的软弱的时候，我们的过犯的时候，要赶快在神面前认罪悔改。
When we discover our sins and mistakes, we should keep on making sin offerings before God.
如果硬着心不肯悔改
，If your heart is hardened and you do not want to repent,
那你的罪常常存在你身上，你就会惹神的愤怒。
Then your sin is always within you, and God will be furious with you.
所以有时候人与人之间呢，有什么争执、过犯，哎，怀恨在心，哎，他也在领圣餐呢，那个恨没有打掉呢，还敢领圣餐呢。
Sometimes between the members, they have dissensions and conflicts, but they still dare to take part in the Holy Communion.
这等得罪神。
That's blaspheming God.
所以我们常常在领受圣餐之前吩咐会众啊，要这个审查自己。
So before partaking the Holy Communion, we always ask the believers to repent.
审查什么
？To search for their own sins.
当然，审查我们的信心、我们的行为，我们配不配领受圣餐。
To examine their own faith and their deeds, whether they are worthy of partaking this Holy Communion.
如果我们不认罪悔改，随随便便就领受，那会吃到自己的罪。
If we do not examine ourselves and we just partake the Holy Communion anyhow, then we are eating our own sin.
是今天我们所以得救，但是因为耶稣的宝血在我们身上。继续有赦罪的功效。我们受洗归入基督，披戴基督啊！这所说的披戴基督，也就是耶稣基督的宝血，好像一件衣衣穿戴在我们的身上。
So today we believe in Jesus. The blood of Jesus is still cleansing our sins always. And what we mean by putting on Christ is that the image of Christ is on us.
啊。是耶稣的宝血是把我们的罪遮盖起来。
And the blood of Jesus has covered up our sins.
你不肯认罪悔改，耶稣的宝血在你身上显不出功效，你就显露了你的罪来了。
And if you do not repent, this effectiveness of blood cannot be manifested on you, then you do not have part in this salvation.
所以有曾经呢、啊。一些没信主的人常常会攻击批评我们啊，而你们的行为也 没有每个人都比我们好，那你们得罪我们就要下地狱，这样神公平吗？
So sometimes the non-believers may criticize us. Your deeds are no better than ours. So why should you go to heaven while I go to hell?
确实有些没有信主的人啊，他们的灵修很好，爱心很好。
Some non-believers, they have great love and they perform good deeds.
为什么我们得救，他们不能得救？
So why then we can be saved and they cannot be?
我们又没有完全都比他好。
We are not better than them.
哎，原因在哪里？
So what's the reason?
一个人得救不是靠行为。
For a person to be saved, it's not because of his deeds.
那是靠耶稣基督的救赎。
But rather the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我们身上有耶稣保险的功效，他没有。
We have the effectiveness of the blood of Jesus, but they do not.
这就是为什么我们能得救，他们不能得救。
And that is why we can be saved while they cannot be.
就是耶稣保险的功效。
And that is because the blood of Jesus is effective.
虽然我们有一些软弱过患。
Though we may have weakness and we commit mistakes.
但是我们呢、啊，不断借着献上赎罪祭，不断的在神面前认罪悔改，不断的来追求长进，追求完全。
But we keep on making sin offerings, we keep on repenting before God, and we keep on pursuing after perfection.
耶稣的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪，赦免我们一切的不义了。
Then Jesus' blood has cleansed all our sins and cleansed away all unrighteousness.
啊，这就是我们得救的凭据，我们所以能够得救啊。
So that is the evidence of our salvation.